Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the snap. Back to pass. Fires. It's intercepted. Picked off by Terrell Bernard. Coming the other way and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Terrell Bernard, Mr. Fourth Corner, comes up huge. He read Tua like a book.
Thank you to the Bills Radio Network. That was arguably the biggest moment of the game. There was a penalty call earlier in the fourth quarter that was also big, a roughing the punter that extended a Bills drive. But Tua getting picked off, oh boy. I mean, right when the offense was really starting to, you know, get going, Pearl, they're in this game in Buffalo. Could have been a game that turned around their entire season, and instead Tua comes up with the big mistake.
Yeah, if you watch a highlight and you know what's going to happen, you're like, don't throw that. Oh, my God. It's a little similar to the pick that he threw on fourth down last week against the Patriots. I mean, here's the thing about Miami. Like, their offense right now is so dink and dunk because I think they don't want Tua to get hit because they're scared. So they just show so many short passes. It's so hard to matriculate up and down the field that many times to beat an offense like Buffalo. They are just, they're not explosive, but that's what happens. Eventually, you're going to make a mistake. And I think the Buffalo defense was creeping up because Tua was, he didn't have time to throw deep, and B, it didn't seem interested in throwing deep. So it kind of was a mess, even though the game was close.
On that particular interception, yeah, it's Tua's fault. Like, he should have seen Terrell Bernard. He did not see him. But they also were mentioning on the alternate broadcast on Amazon, who I got a shout out to, because it's like this sort of analytics dude who pops up every once in a while and just gives you a little nugget. And he said right before that play that the Dolphins are not only the number one team in the NFL for throwing in the red zone, but also throwing these out routes. And then basically that's how Tua got picked off.
His name is Sam, by the way.
Sam Schwartzstein. Shout out to you, Sam, because you were right on the money on that. You should win an Emmy for it, because it's exactly what happened. And that's on the coaching staff there, too, because Mike McDaniel is supposed to be this genius. What did Sean McDermott say, EJ? He's revolutionizing
offense.
Right, after they scored 70 against the Broncos a couple years ago. And that was as easy a play as Terrell Bernard will have in his career.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of looked at that game. Josh Allen needed to turn it on. He could. He is a... That guy is pretty good. Little shuttle passes. He starts to move, and other quarterbacks kind of lose their eyesight and everything. Like, he feels like he's in total control. Like, he breaks through the line. He's like, I might pass, I might run. I haven't really decided yet. Doesn't really bother me. Like, there's no stress on his face. Maybe it's the opponent, but he looks confident right now.
He does. 888-710-4ISN. The big takeaway for me from the Buffalo side of last night's game was just, is this defense actually Super Bowl caliber? And to me, the answer is no. You know, I'm critical of this team, maybe too much so, because I'm a fan, so I've got all the baggage that comes with it. But I just think that the defense coming into the season was the Achilles heel. And yeah, the yardage numbers and stuff are not that impressive for what Miami did last night, but But the one stat that jumps out to me is they were 10 for 15 on third down.
Yeah.
And those were not third and one. You guys want to bring up all the times the Bills failed? Yeah, I'm going to think about alcohol.
But then again,
these are third and sevens, third and eight, and they're getting these chunk plays to Waddle and to Tyreek Hill. I mean, the Bills always have played this kind of bend, don't break defense, but at the same time, like, you could have gotten off the field a lot quicker and let Josh Allen go back to work.
I don't know. I mean, they let up 50 yards to Tyreek Hill and 46 or something to Jalen Waddle.
But it was timely. Where were the timely yards? Like, they were...
That is not, like, a perfect offense. You don't want to have to convert on sort of lucky plays on third down again and again. I think the Bills were laying way, way back. Even on those third down situations, they're like, as long as we don't let Tyreek Hill get over the top, will eventually control this game.
But we saw, even when Tua gets a little bit of pressure on him, what happens? He's throwing the ball God knows where, you know? Like, when Tua gets a little bit of pressure, it's going out of bounds somewhere. I don't know.
Well, he throws it away a lot.
He throws it away a lot, and that's like, they should have maybe done a little bit more of that, but that's not really the Bills' MO.
There was one, by the way.
Sometimes, but not against the Dolphins.
One play that summed up Miami's offense. Tua drops back, and he sees the screen option to his left, and then he looks downfield. Then he goes back to the screen option. This guy gets blown up when he catches the ball. Did you guys see that play?
Oh, my God. That guy got destroyed.
Yeah, it was the cornerback was just waiting, and it was like, oh.
Who was it, Washington or something, who got blown up?
Yeah, it was so hard to watch. And there was like three plays like that where Tua was like, I gotta dump it off here. And the poor guy would just get demolished 6 yards behind the line.
You know, I wonder about that sometimes, where do you have guys making business decisions? Who got called out on the broadcast last week? Oh, Brian Thomas.
Brian Thomas, yeah.
Got called out on the broadcast about whether or not he was making business decisions because, you know, Trevor Lawrence, for all of his talent, throws hospital balls. And does Tua maybe do a little of the same thing? And if guys are like, listen, we're losing here. Like, this is a losing season with a coach that's on the hot seat. You're flying banners over the stadium to fire the guy. Why am I going over the middle? Why am I going to hang in this play? Well, that's my brain scrambled.
A lot of the third downs, they were throwing over the middle and sort of intermediate passes. Yeah, I mean, the way Tua throws seems kind of dangerous as a receiver. I get it. The amazing thing, Tua had 34 attempts, and he had 22 completions for 146 passing yards. They are not the Miami of 2 years ago.
No, this thing got to start over. They showed some fight last night, but
they did.
But, like, what are we doing here? So you can show effort, and now all of a sudden everyone gets to stay? That is lame.
Well, the funny thing about it is their schedule, like the Bills, gets easier. They have the Jets next week and at Carolina, and then Chargers and at Cleveland. So those could be possibly the top three picks in next year's draft.
If Justin Fields is back for that game, you should win that game.
EJ. I was actually literally thinking, I was like, we might beat those guys.
It's in Miami, though.
I don't know if that really matters for the Jets.
I think Miami's favored in that game.
Maybe.
Oh, they'll be favored. The Miami's been favored, I think, every game before this game, and they've still been losing. So I think that they definitely could lose to the Jets.
They could, I've got to tell you, the Jets are 0-2, Carolina's 0-2, Cleveland's 0-2. So that's an opportunity for them because Buffalo's tough. And I think if the Dolphins play that game last night against a worse team, they probably win.
It doesn't feel like a classic letdown, though. Like, you have this, you know, spirited effort against the Bills that come up short, and you think, all right, we come home, we got the Jets, we'll get right back on track. That feels like vintage Dolphins.
But it's Monday night, and they have a huge rest in between.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That game is Monday night?
Jets-Dolphins on Monday night?
No.
Oh, looks like I'm sleeping in on Monday.
Yep. 7:15 start. I think it's a doubleheader.
Another one? I'm on very little sleep this week.
Bad news this week, apparently.
All right, let's get to some NFL previews. All right, EJ's going to give us a game. We'll tell you in 60 seconds or less everything you need to know about that game. EJ, go ahead.
All right, so the Browns looked to get their first win at home. Tough task, though. They got the Packers coming to Cleveland.
When are we going to Shador?
Yeah, I am still watching this game to see if Joe Flacco's bad and they start going to Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, it's actually going to be Gabriel. I'm kind of joking around. Yeah. But what I'm a little interested in this game is that Cleveland's defense has been good and Green Bay's defense is amazing. So it's a little defense on defense.
I think Green Bay's going to have a bit of a – I think they're going to win the game, but there's going to be at some point a bit of a letdown because they've been getting a lot of hype.
Indiana Jones goes on the road for the first time. They face the Titans, who are still winless in Tennessee.
You know, I feel a little bad for my guy Cam Ward because his numbers are not good, but he's playing really, really well. This is actually a slightly tough game, a divisional game for the Colts. I've seen some people picking the Titans outright in this game. I can't quite get there because the receivers stink in Tennessee, but I have more faith in Dan Jones than you do, Maggie.
Okay, I like the Titans defense. I really do. They get after it. They're kind of nasty. They play through the whistle. Dan Jones, Indiana Jones, has an unfortunate injury history, and I'd be watching out for this one, Pearl, because he's going to get hit in this game if he runs.
The backup bowl happens in Minneapolis. You got the Bengals traveling to the Vikings this weekend.
Yeah, Carson Wentz v. Jake Browning would not be my ideal backup quarterback battle. We can maybe talk about that another time, but listen, this to me is so important for the Bengals. If you actually think Joe Burrow could come back at all this season from the turf toe injury, then it starts with games like this where you have to be able to hang in with Minnesota and show you can keep the ship afloat, bro.
You know, the total for this game is 41.5. I was surprised because I feel like Jake Browning can put a lot of yards and a lot of points on the board. I guess that might be a reflection of Carson Wentz, and maybe both teams want to slow it down. Feel like we're going to see a lot of touchdowns and a lot of interceptions. Like, I'm excited for this game.
Steelers look to get back on track going on the road. They travel to Foxborough to face the Patriots.
This is a huge game, by the way, for both teams, I would say.
I agree.
I'm really worried about that Steelers run defense. Not that the Patriots have been explosive at all, but it feels like the Steelers... What happened to the Steelers' defense, like consistency-wise?
That, and also for Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I mean, it looked good against week one against the Jets, but then against Seattle, you had the game. You're in a tie game at home, and then it got away from you because of a special teams gaffe. But, I mean, if you're Rodgers, and if you actually think the Steelers are a playoff team, he's got to be able to help them win a game like this.
Yeah, I mean.
And I think the Patriots feel like they're a fringe playoff team.
Well, I mean, I don't know if the defense is good enough, even if Aaron Rodgers does play well. They're 27th in EPA against the run and 28th against the pass. It's a very bizarre situation considering you still have TJ Watt.
A tight Rams t-shirt or jersey is on the line when LA travels to Philly this weekend. Two undefeated teams, Rams versus Eagles.
Whose house?
Yeah, Rams house. I'm currently dressed as a diehard Rams fan as I'm paying off my bet today to listener Big Friendly. So if you're watching on the live stream, youtube.com/infinitysportsnet, twitch.tv/infinitysportsnetwork, and on my X account at Maggie Gray.
I want to see those daddy cool muscles popping.
I hope, it's funny because normally I hope that the Rams kind of win, get a little revenge, Pearl, on your Eagles, maybe ram the, you know, tush push down their throat, something like that. But now that I'm in this Rams getup and I hate face paint so much, now I hope the Eagles take it to them.
The Eagles ranked 29th in offense through two games. After week one, everyone was worried about the defense. Now Kevin Petullo, new offensive coordinator, is enemy number one in Philadelphia. People are watching him closely. This garbage offense will not work against the Rams. They got to start throwing the ball.
Rams defense is Super Bowl contender level.
Definitely.
This game is number one on EJ's uniform power rankings. Mm-hmm. The Jets travel to Tampa where the Bucks will be wearing their white creamsicle uniforms from the 80s.
Okay. I feel like with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, the Jets have a chance here because talking about a letdown, Baker Mayfield was exalted after last week's win. I felt like America wanted to build a Baker Mayfield statue because he beat the Texans. I feel like that Tampa Bay was getting a lot of hype this week. Maybe they have an emotional letdown. Maybe they overlooked the Jets, and this game is more dangerous than you think.
Sorry, I don't see it. I think that the Bucs are going to win. I think they're going to cover. Tyrod Taylor, I know you're saying like the floor is high, but the ceiling is low.
Solid.
What are you doing? If you're not running the ball and you're the Jets, then you're stupid. And the Bucs are one of the hardest teams to run against in the NFL. I'm sorry, EJ. I don't see it.
No Clancy. No Kalijah Clancy.
Yeah, but they got Vita Vea.
Yeah, he's pretty
good. He's like two guys in one.
Yeah, good point.
Let's hope Brady tells Geno not to throw three picks in this one. The Raiders travel to Washington, where it is still questionable whether Jaden Daniels will play.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
Yeah, when's the Brady effect going to kick in?
By the way, we talked last week. He was helping Antonio Pierce. That team was terrible last year.
Also, he was helping the offense. They didn't score a touchdown in the last game. Three field goals only. Although they looked kind of explosive against the Patriots. You know, this is the Geno Smith experience, right? You can move the ball down the field, but he's probably going to throw a couple picks. And I think the Commanders' defense can win this game, even if Jaden Daniels is either out or compromised.
Yeah, I want Mariota to play. Honestly, start protecting him. I think Mariota is a very high-end backup. He played great in two games last year. I think he can win this game. I think Washington, I'm sorry, because you keep talking about it, has to be conservative about Jaden Daniels after the RG3 thing a decade ago.
Raheem Morris says he has the best player in the NFL in Bijan Robinson, which should make a trip to Carolina fairly easy, right? Falcons play the Panthers this weekend.
Yeah, by the way, I saw a funny tweet about, like, that's why you don't put head coaches in contract negotiation situations. Like, this is going to be brought up many times. You know, Michael Penix, quarterback, looks good, too. When is this going to result in consistent winning in Atlanta, having this talent? That is what I worry about. And this game actually makes me nervous, too, because this is a desperate Panthers team. You've seen flashes. Somehow Bryce Young keeps doing it. He looks terrible. Then last week in the fourth quarter, he looked like a all-pro. So I'm definitely nervous for Atlanta here. Atlanta, like, I'm going to ask this until they actually get to the playoffs. When is that talent going to equal consistent winning, Maggie?
No, we have 10 commandments on this show. It's not like a religious thing. It's a sports betting thing. And one is thou shall not bet on the Atlanta Falcons. This has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. You just cannot bet on the Falcons. And I would not in this spot. Here's what I'm thinking. If the Falcons lose this game, which I think is completely possible, then they're frauds. And if the Panthers lose this game, they might go over. Like,
no.
Number one overall pick. Maybe not over, but I think they're careening towards the number one overall pick again. They've played some games that have just not looked good. And I know they came back a little on the Cardinals, but that had a lot to do with Arizona.
But remember, they picked it up last year a little bit.
I just don't know what they do if they get a high draft pick. Do you draft another quarterback?
Oh,
I think
God,
you have to.
3 seconds.
Yeah.
We love Penix. Don't cut that, Manny.
This is number two on EJ's uniform game rankings. The Jaguars were wearing their throwback uniforms when they faced the Texans at home.
So we spent a lot of time this week talking about Bears coach Ben Johnson calling out Caleb Williams. You might not have noticed D'Amico Ryans was critical about his quarterback, CJ Stroud. He was asked about the quarterback plays. Like, we were 2 for 9 on third down. I think he put some of that on Stroud. Stroud is holding on the ball too long. I know his offensive line stinks, but it doesn't. Either the guys are covered or he doesn't know where to go for the ball. I'm watching CJ Stroud very closely in this game because that is a team that should be in the playoffs. But if they go 0-3, it's really bad.
Yeah, what I'm looking forward to see is whether or not we get a Trevor Lawrence, Liam Cohen in-game dust up again. Like, what is the relationship between these guys? You know, Cohen is being critical of Trevor Lawrence, rightfully so, because he's throwing those hospital balls and guys are getting alligator arms because of it. And then Trevor Lawrence literally waved him off.
And Cohen also, I mean, those guys got to catch the ball.
Well, I think they're seeing seeing the defenders because Lawrence is not putting them in a good spot to make those catches.
And those receivers were terrible last week.
But Brian Thomas is a good receiver. I think he's just like, he's flinching. Easy for me to say from the couch.
Yeah. The Chargers have their first true home game at SoFi Stadium, which means it will probably be 50% Broncos fans when Denver travels to L.A. this weekend.
I'm really interested to see what the Broncos do here because they've played some tough defenses. Their defense is supposed to be all world. And the Chargers defense, I think, is legit. And I just want to see how this operation is going to work. I thought the Broncos were going to look just sort of a lot crisper than they have. Granted, it's early in the season. And how does Bo Nix navigate this Chargers defense, which has made Patrick Mahomes and Geno Smith both look pretty uncomfortable?
This is the game of the week to me because these are two really tough teams, and it's going to tell us so much. If the Chargers win this and it looks good, then I think we're talking about the Chargers. A is the strong front runner in that division, and B is a AFC contender.
Go Chargers, go.
C Saints couldn't get a win at home. They'll try to go on the road this time. They'll face Seattle in Seattle, the Seahawks, that is, at 4 o'clock, starting the 4 o'clock window here.
Hey, so you guys have noticed like some positive buzz about Saints quarterback Spencer Rattler. People say generally nice things. Do you know he's 0 for 8 as a starter? 0 and 8? Like, he hasn't won a game yet, which is weird because he's pretty good. I swear, I've watched a lot of Saints football for some reason. Like, he's a spunky little quarterback. Seattle, on the other hand, did you notice the first game, they were awful running the ball, just like terrible. Last week, they were amazing running the ball. So if Seattle's going to be this good team, they have to commit to the run and they need to be successful here. I think they win, but I don't think they're fully formed. I don't think they know who they are yet.
It's interesting. Who did they play last week, though? Who maybe
Pittsburgh.
Right, and their run defense is suspect. So
yeah.
We're just talking about that. Can the Saints put up a little more fight? You know, Spencer Rattler, you're right. PFF, like the nerds at PFF, you have him as like the second best of the second year quarterbacks in terms of a lot of metrics. To me, if Seattle's going to be serious about the Sam Darnold era here, then you just got to put the Saints away. You're a 7.5-point favorite at home. This has got to – nothing's easy in the NFL, but this can't be like a one-score game with 5 minutes left to go and you're asking Darnold to go down and win the game for you.
I agree. It's kind of a tell on where the Seahawks are.
Hey, Seattle.
A date with Mike is on the line in Chicago as the Cowboys take on the Bears.
Mike in Dallas called before. He's got to pick the winner of this game, and he gets to go out with a woman that he says – way out of his league. I think the Bears are out of the Cowboys league right now. Now, it's a 1.5-point spread, but I just don't trust the Bears. I do not. I think there's way more here, both on the surface, Perloff, and underneath. They're 0-2. Obviously, they'll be desperate. The coach is calling out everybody in press conferences from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He can't stop. If this goes to 0-3, I think you see Bears fans start to turn.
Yeah. It's funny, Ben Johnson was amazing as a run coach last year. They have they're last in the league in design run plays. Their running game is awful. Their defense is awful. Caleb Williams, I'm going against the grain, has played better this year for sure. All the numbers indicate that. But if you're the worst running team and the worst defense in the league, it's going to make the quarterback look bad too. I like Dallas as well.
Bears. First place on the line in the NFC West as the Cardinals face the 49ers, who get their home opener this week.
I'm so mad about this, Maggie.
What?
I want to see the Mac Jones experiment because we are seeing the system quarterback debate play out in real time with the Niners. Can Kyle Shanahan make any quarterback look good? And then Brock Purdy is practicing, and he's probably going to play. I've watched a couple of Cardinals games. They're not great so far. So this feels like San Francisco probably... I think Purdy's going to play. Has a big edge here. But the Cardinals can run, though. I honestly don't know what to make of either of these teams right now.
I was surprised the spread was this small. 2.5.
Really?
San Francisco favorite.
Well, I mean, Arizona's 2-0, but you're saying the opponents were so bad?
Well, exactly. They went on the road to face the Saints, and then they're home for the Panthers, and they kind of had to, like... They kind of turned off the Jets and had to turn them back on at the end of that game because they got out to this big lead and then Carolina came back on them. I think every one of these games, it's an opportunity to figure out who's going to be the playmaker for the San Francisco offense outside of Christian McCaffrey. Like, who's going to be that next guy who can really be reliable for them?
And I'll tell you, the Cardinals defense will hit you too. So these injury-prone Niners, like, this is going to be a physical battle.
And we wrap with Sunday Night Football, where the Chiefs will travel to East Rutherford, New Jersey to face the New York Giants. Fun fact, Patrick Mahomes, the leading rusher for both teams in this game.
Yeah, by the way.
Not fun for Patrick.
So, Manny, you're a Giants fan. What was the secret weapon for the Giants this year? Like the one unit that was going to distinguish them?
The front four.
Yes, on they drafted Abdul Carter to add to a pass rusher, which was great last year. They rank 26th in the league in pressure rate when they don't blitz.
Nice.
They're not even getting to the quarterback, and they put all their resources on the D-line. Russell Wilson's going to have to dominate this game, which is not good.
Is Brian Daboll going to do that thing again where he puts Jackson Dart in for a couple... Yeah, plays as like a tease so Chris Jones can what, like gobble him up?
Yeah, last week it was 3 plays. I'm thinking more like 6-7 plays this week for Jackson Dart.
Do you think Russell Wilson can have the same moonball magic that he did against Dallas, against the Chiefs?
Like no, the Chiefs defense is good.
That Chiefs secondary, these guys are like going to the Hall of Fame. Trent McDuffie in them.
But then again, the Chiefs offense, not good.
No, their offense is not very good, but to your point, are the Giants actually going to make them pay for that?
Yeah, well, here's, I keep talking about the run game. The Chiefs' run game is abysmal. I mean, just terrible with Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt. So that's got to make the Giants feel a little confident.
We'll get to Monday night on Monday. The barn burner.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lions, Ravens. Excited for that one. Okay, so that was a little bit on every game. We've got lots of college for you as well with a very fun quarterback matchup. Patrick Mahomes light, Dylan Raiola against Bryce Underwood of Michigan. We'll get to that next. Maggie Perloff.
Welcome back. This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. All right, Manny Tires. What do we got?
Well, guys, we are in week four of the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, and we head to one of America's most beautiful secrets, New Hampshire. It's the Mobile 1 301 from New Hampshire Motor Speedway, the playoff field. It's been cut down to 12. Championship hopes have ended for Austin Dillon, Shane Van Gisbergen, Alex Bowman, and Josh Berry. But of the 12 men left, Joe Gibbs Racing, Hendrick Motorsports, and Penske Racing, they each have three drivers left in the competition. Three races in the round of 12, and it kicks off with a Mobile 1 301 from New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Green flag waves on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Manny, just because you've never heard of New Hampshire doesn't mean the rest of us
haven't. Whatever happened to the old Hampshire? That's what I like to find out.
Well done.
Do they call themselves that?
What, New Hampshire?
America's favorite secret.
I mean,
what was it called?
The most beautiful secret. Have you ever seen all the greenery that's in New Hampshire?
No, By the way.
Did they come up with that or did you come up with
that? I came up with that because I saw pictures of New Hampshire and I was like, wow, this is gorgeous. Who knew New Hampshire had all this
everybody.
Foliage?
Speaking of which, by the way,
uh-huh.
Guess who's working on a little foliage trip coming up in the
He's
next
going
few
to New
weeks.
Hampshire.
I'm going to actually to Vermont.
Yeah, well,
close enough.
My nephew plays soccer in Albany, which is right below Vermont.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, Maggie, you know this area.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to see some oranges. I'm going to see some yellows. I'm going to see some greens.
Yeah, reds, the whole deal.
It's
the most beautiful thing you can do. It's so, like, you're just in awe that nature is this beautiful.
I mean, I rank foliage number one as a natural phenomenon.
And you were just at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
so you've seen
that.
A lot of national phenomena.
I was terrified the whole time, if you recall.
The leaves can't hurt you.
Yeah, the leaves are harmless. I mean,
what if you drown in maple syrup? Fall into the canyon.
Down a rock crevasse.
No, the leaves in New Hampshire are harmless. There's nowhere to fall in New Hampshire.
You got to be careful with those hiking trails.
Definitely. You can find danger anywhere, especially your family, because you guys are such big, you know, like thrill seekers.
Yeah, I mean, they're black
your
bears.
Your wife's side.
I mean, listen, we're talking like before I go up on my foliage trip, I'm going to check the black bear and brown bear populations. Yeah.
You just got out of shark season. Now you're on to black bear season. Oh,
I know. The sharks are everywhere now.
I know. You remind us constantly, even though we never go in the water.
I literally did step in the ocean once this summer, but I still am monitoring all activity just in case.
You've thrown me for a geographical loop, by the way. I had no idea that Albany and Vermont were that close.
Get out of here. Come on.
No, I'm totally with you.
Hand to God.
They're right totally there.
No idea.
No, it's bizarre. Albany and is almost bordering Vermont. And Albany's not that far north.
Maggie, this is 100% real.
Is this, is this Marash? I thought that Egypt was next to Brazil.
If you had asked me to draw a map of the greater New England area, Vermont and New Hampshire would have been completely to the right of New York, never even flirting with Albany.
Oh, we got. So who do you think is in between Vermont and New York?
Let's get this guy a map.
No. I knew that Vermont and New York had a border.
Okay.
The fact that the border is adjacent to Albany specifically, because I know how to get to Albany, and I didn't think going to Albany got me that close to Vermont.
Yeah.
I thought Vermont was far more, well, not far more, but significantly easter of Albany.
So if I gave you an outline of the 50 states, would you be able to identify all 50 states?
Yeah, I know where Vermont and New Hampshire. I'm talking about just the connection of Vermont and Albany specifically.
You know what I do? I always confuse Vermont for Maine when we do this thing. Like, for some reason, I always think
Maine's
like,
on top.
No, I know. But damn, for some reason, I always think of Vermont being the furthest north. So I'm like, oh, man, like, that's a far drive. Andre loves to go to Albany all the time. I mean, it's not Albany, Jesus. Vermont all the time. And I'm like, oh, man, like, that seems like a far drive. It's like, 3.5 hours, maybe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And like,
yeah,
like,
I know.
Oh,
that's,
yeah, right.
That's what me and Bose are talking about. Yeah, it's way closer.
Anyway, so you're going with the family.
Yeah, we're going to Albany, and then we're still planning. We have 4 dates. My nephew, not to brag, is a starting back on RPI Division II soccer.
Hey-o. Yeah, that's not a brag.
No. Wing back?
Yeah, you were saying if it was Division I, it would be a brag. If it was
You said, I thought he was at UAlbany, which is a Division I.
That's where
school.
Jared Verse went.
UAlbany's a Division
Proud
I soccer
member of
program?
My Rams.
I would
that's
think right. so. Yes, they
They're
are.
Division I in most things.
They are, yes.
Albany?
Yes, the Great Danes, yes.
Not football. I mean, they're FCS. Right?
That's an FCS. That's still a Division I school, but FCS.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm with a bunch of Albany fans.
And by the way, this is Albany's fault on my geography confusion, because Albany's not as west in New York as I thought it was.
Yeah, no, I'm
did they move Albany recently?
Probably.
Has that relocated?
Yeah, we had a vote without
you. What happened to the old Albany?
Yeah, that's what happened with conference realignment.
They're part of the ACC now.
Just moving towns left and right.
They have a big rivalry with Cal Berkeley.
Do you guys want to do a show trip for foliage? It sounds like Andrea's into it. EJ,
she would definitely be into that. She would definitely be into that.
I'm busy that day.
Ah, it's awesome.
I don't like the fall.
What?
I'm not crazy about fall either.
Reminds me winter is coming, which means seasonal
you
depression.
You want to leave? Let's go.
You guys are not into fall.
I'm good.
Nah.
I like it when it's 90 degrees and insufferable outside.
Same.
You don't have fall as the number one ranked season. There's something very wrong with you.
It's the third best season to me.
I mean, it's fall and spring to me are basically the same thing, just they go in different directions. No. Cold to hot, the hot to cold, but they're both great.
No, spring's way rainier.
Nothing quite like being, you know, November 2nd and, you know, it's the sun goes down at 5 o'clock and starting to get cold. It stinks.
But you have football.
Woohoo!
Okay.
Season's
apple
already
cider
over by November.
Are you guys, that's you guys just happen to root for the bad
team. Am I transposed to a show that's not in America? Like, what is happening right now? You just said, do you have football?
I mean, football is good. I just, there's not much else I got. I got nothing else besides that.
Pumpkin patches.
Maybe he's counting down to the Knicks opener in Abu Dhabi.
For 20 years of my life, that was like not a good thing for me.
I hear you. But now it's good.
It's great now. But yeah, for a little while, it was like, oh, great. I got to get to see some more Andrea Bargnani this year.
If you didn't have Trent Grisham to sweat, Manny, you would hate the summer. What else does the summer give you? You know Jalen Brunson.
Tanning weather.
Mm. I also hate cold weather
baseball.
Hot
dogs. Mm. Barbecues.
I can make you a hot dog whenever you want.
This whole conversation is making me sad.
Well, they say about ice cream that the sales of ice cream are high all year round. Doesn't have to be like from the grocery store. People buy ice cream all the time.
Yeah.
Not just in the summer.
Andrea must be like the number one seller or whatever, because she eats ice cream as if it's like it's going out of style in the winter. I'm like, why would you want ice cream?
No.
It's three.
I like this
outside.
Chick more the more I hear about her.
Probably likes fall.
This is her Super Bowl.
This is everybody. It is.
September 1st.
You've been counting down the days till fall.
This is life. This is all the sports going on at once. Foliage, pumpkin flavors. Everything is perfect.
Well, I'll be honest. They overdid it with the pumpkin crap.
You know what? You're in this too? Like, what?
Oh, look at her. She's got no value today.
I have every disease from the Oregon Trail all in one. Because my face is painted because I'm paying off a bet to Big Friendly and the Rams colors, blue and yellow. Guys, shocker, not my colors.
You go Oregon, huh?
I didn't mean to say it that way.
Overdue pumpkin flavors. Football. Who cares? What? What is going on here?
Starbucks. They overdid it with the pumpkin stuff.
Easy. Be careful there.
Also, when you live in a city, also, and I know for parents it's different, but when you're a young adult and don't have kids, the fact that the kids are now together and they're running in packs basically from once that school bell ends till about 6, 7 p.m., that is also terrible.
Amen. I hate
summer,
kids.
That's not just a city
thing,
by the way.
Spread out. They're all over the place. Sometimes they're even in different countries, different states, so it's not as bad.
Out of sight, out of mind.
There's nothing you want to see than a pack of kids that are between 13 and 17 that are in a mall or a store or a restaurant or a fast food place. It is the worst experience possible.
Co-sign on that for EJ. There's nothing more dicey than a pack of teenagers. They could do or young teenagers.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, they're wildly dangerous. I'll give you that.
They say mean things.
Yeah, but it's the number one. It's the best time to date. Like it's because everyone in the summer, everyone's dispersed.
Yeah,
everyone gets back to the city. They're still in great shape from the summer. Tan.
It's nice to be outside.
It's the number one social season of the year.
It was like Maggie.
You had football. Parties. Everybody parties in September and October. It is so far and away the best 2 months of the year.
We call that cuffing season.
Right. You gotta get together for the winter.
Yep.
No, that's a little later. I think September, you're still in the post-summer. Yeah, I love... Wait, Manny, what? I don't even know what to do with you.
Me either,
you're the
bro.
Worst single person ever.
I am rather aware. I think all the women would echo that statement.
Listen, Big Friendly told you, you got to smell good and be where the women are. Did you remember to put deodorant on today?
What's up? We went to a McDonald's.
Are we going to get a verdict?
Well, there are no women here. There's one married woman in the studio. It's awesome. But
and I look like the
right
Walking
now.
Dead.
Yeah, yeah. She's somewhat terrifying right now. Let's face it. You wake up to that and it's like, whoa, what did I drink last night?
You only feel the feet first. Wait a minute. Whoa.
I don't have
what's this on my leg?
I don't have a Great Dane. What's on my foot?
Just thinking to yourself, was her face painted last night? What did I drink?
Damn it, Jack Daniels.
And there's just blue and gold paint across your lips.
Ah.
Manny, if you go to the Knicks watch party, just swap that out for blue and orange face paint.
Yeah, I have blue and orange face paint all over my lips.
Let
Fun.
This be a lesson to everybody. Don't base your paint your face. You look awful.
I just don't think those are your colors.
They are not.
The colors are the problem. It's the lack of color.
The faintness
of them is the problem.
You did paint your face Bills a couple years ago. It looked great.
That was different. I had a makeup artist that came in. Yeah. Allie is amazing makeup artist. Yeah. She does brides. She does me, Boomer, Geo, all that stuff. She's
Clowns
phenomenal. I was asking her to like really, I was like, can you do this in 10 minutes? When that woman came in, she spent 45 minutes doing my face.
It's not the makeup art. It's the actual makeup. It's not bright enough.
It's too faint.
Yeah. The Bills makeup was popped.
I feel like you got like a quarter of the paint you needed to actually really paint your face.
Well, the other part too, it's not like I cheaped out on it. This cost me almost $20.
Golly.
When you met your husband that famous day, was your face painted either Mets colors or Bills colors?
No, it was in a dark bar.
Okay.
Oh. I had it working for me, not against me.
It was a dark bar and he woke up the next morning and you had face paint. I was implying that you guys went home that night.
Yeah.
Like, no, face paint, right. But hey, hold hands.
Yeah, Perloff, what kind of woman do you think I am?
I have no idea.
Those feet.
Nobody does. That's on
purpose. You're sitting there wearing Elvis sunglasses, yellow face paint.
It's
and
all
a
on the table.
Giant Rams medallion. What kind of woman do you think I am? I have no idea.
One that probably wouldn't get a drink purchase from me.
Probably not. The Elvis glasses, I think, are kind of saving it.
Sure.
Sure, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
This is from the Elvis costumes that Perloff and I actually have matching Elvis costumes.
Oh, yeah. You just ooze drip right now, Earl.
I'm like zombie Elvis.
Are we still using Riz these days, young people?
I believe so.
Not for me.
No. No, you would not get Rizzed up in the streets of Manhattan today.
See, today is the day you don't want to go buy a pack of teenagers because they will say mean things right to your
face. That lady got jaundice. She got half a jaundice.
I see in New York City, oh, man, they're the worst.
It's like, yo, what's that big-footed woman with that tuberculosis?
Hey, yo, ma, what you got?
What you got, bubonic plague, girl?
Damn, girl.
You got that fungus.
Yeah, the fungus.
Where'd you get those shacks, girl?
New Yorkers are mean. Teenagers are the worst.
Gotta have the accent to it, too. Yeah. Jaundice. Jaundice.
Yeah.
Imagine if that's what the doctor sounded like.
I'm sorry, Maggie. You have a case of jaundice.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we got to take a break.
Great Logan, update, Bogues.
Thanks. Bill's won. Back to you.
Is it sponsored? Do you have to stick around?
I don't.
You're welcome to. I'll leave that up to you. We have a lot more to do, though, today, including, finally, the NFL growing a backbone on the tush push. We've got that. We've also got more from this Cowboys-Bears game next. She's a baddie.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff Show. A lot of NFL today, but we will get to Clayton Kershaw retiring, announcing his retirement yesterday is a big deal, Pearl. Not that it was so shocking, but he's still pitching really well. So I actually was a bit surprised, and I wonder if it's going to stick. And we do have the college game that I'm looking forward to the most this weekend. There's a lot of good ones, but to me, Dylan Raiola of Nebraska against Bryce Underwood of Michigan is just really fun. I mean, Underwood's still so young. He's a true freshman, and Raiola's in his second year. But these are two highly touted guys that we thought for sure were going to be seeing on Sundays. So, you know, early in their careers to get this matchup is fun.
Well, I think Dylan Raiola in particular was at one point generational. What happened was, in my opinion, he went to Nebraska, and that kind of hurt his trajectory. And also the Mahomes thing kind of hurt his trajectory. His stats look amazing
now. Explain the Mahomes thing. People might not know.
That Dylan Raiola kind of looks like Patrick Mahomes, but then he mimics him down to every detail, whether it's the thing on his arm, his haircut, the way he carries himself, the way he celebrates. He basically is single white female in Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, like you know how Mahomes like gestures to the sideline to get the play in faster? He kind of does a little of that as well. It's interesting.
But he's off to a fast start, but you have to understand, We don't know. His first opponent was Cincinnati. I randomly, as you know, I have a very good friend's son plays for Houston Christian, who they played last week. That was not a game. Raiola was 15 for 21, 222, two touchdowns. Didn't even need to try. So he's got 8 touchdowns, no picks on the season. Michigan is such an enormous step up because Michigan's defense can be salty.
And I'm curious from the Michigan side because Bryce Underwood, who, you know, against Oklahoma, that was a tough day for him. So,
yeah, I mean, he's young.
Yeah, but, you know, now we'll get to see against Nebraska, you know, does it look any different? You know, has he grown more? He also got into it a little bit with one of his teammates on the sideline. Are we going to see stuff like that? Let's also not forget that Sharon Moore is suspended for this game. It's the suspension from the Connor Stallions thing.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, so, you know, just things that are a little bit different. You also got Texas Tech and Utah, which is a really fun one. That's at noon Eastern time. And Auburn, Oklahoma is a little of the Jackson Arnold Bowl.
And what time is it locally?
The Utah game?
Yeah.
Utah, Texas Tech is 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
A little 10 a.m. football.
And then Illinois, Indiana, a top 10 matchup there. Chocolate Thunder is in Youngstown. Good morning, Thunder. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
You know, I'm in face paint, so I've been better.
You look very, very good, by the way, because you know it's the Rams' house anyway.
Thunder, thank you. You must be blind.
But no, I'm a Rams fan. But I'm kind of upset with what you said about the Eagles, and I just feel like we're going to let everything go when we play against the Eagles. I think their secondary is not all that great. So, you know,
wait, you saying the Eagles' secondary is not great?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's true, but it's the Rams. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. It's the Rams' offense good? Because that Titans game, they did end up winning it, but it was tough. And the first week, they didn't do anything offensively.
Well, you know what? I think the offense is a little slow because they're trying to protect Stafford, so they're not going to just let everything. But our run game is it's pretty good. We're a well-balanced offense, so I just look at it like that. We're not all the way gelled yet, but the defense was going to hold us in.
Oh, yeah, the defense is so good. And also, you face two good defenses. You know, Houston, have offensive issues, but the defense looks good.
But why are you sure the Titans are good?
I think the Titans' defense is very good. I'm watching them fly around.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's still, to me, a little TBD.
But Matthew Stafford back is the most underrated thing that we talked about.
It was touch and go there for a second, Thunder. Really was. Thank you for the call. He's getting epidurals, reportedly. And, you know, the whole offseason was will he, won't he. Basically, it was almost the second biggest story in the NFL offseason to Micah Parsons.
Well, yeah. I mean, you had Rodgers flirting with Steelers, as usual. I just went to the YouTube stream just to see if, for some reason, you looked better there.
No.
It's not that you look bad. You look like a badass on YouTube. Like it looks like you're wearing a chain and these dark sunglasses. Like you are the head of a biker gang or something.
The world's lamest biker.
Yeah, it's like you have a Mad Max vibe going on here. Nothing at all like you do in person. In person, you look sickly. On the YouTube stream, you look tough. I'm serious. Check it out. I'm going to get on my Harley after this and ride home to New Jersey.
Yeah, I look what? Like I'd fit in with the Hells Angels today?
100%.
Doubt it.
I do not. I'm wearing a Callaway golf top. I look like a middle-aged dad who's afraid of this biker chick next to me.
Yeah, I think I look scary because I look like if I somehow sneezed or coughed on you that you would end up in the hospital bed next to me.
Look at the YouTube stream, guys. Am I wrong or is it we onto something intimidating Maggie Gray?
I don't know about intimidating. You look like you don't give any F's.
Yes.
That's the vibe I get. It's just like, I don't care what you think about me. This is how I'm showing up.
Well, you don't care. You don't have any F's for your liver either.
Yellow cirrhosis. Skin. I think that it's not that I don't care. It's that what am I supposed to do? I'm wearing this ridiculous face paint.
It's growing on me in a major way. I think you should start dressing like this. It's not just, it's this chain you're wearing too.
Only took you 3 hours to get on her side.
Well, because in person, it looks like, oh, man, is this person next to me dying?
Yeah. But I don't think I should be in my own separate part of the hospital ward.
No, it's picking up differently on camera. It's intimidating.
Hooray. YouTube.com/Infinity.
Whose house?
Yeah, if Sean McDermott knew the rules and knew how to do clock management, this wouldn't have happened.
Mm. Hey, when am I going to be?
That's a big ask.
Speaking of Rams Eagles, when am I going to get to defend the Tush Push? Like, I've been preparing. I stayed up late last night writing a thesis and why you guys are all wrong about the Tush Push.
Unfortunately, our heart out is coming.
I hear the music. The music means we have to go to break.
Yep. Sorry.
That's the rule.
It's in the rundown.
It's a network. It's a network out.
I was about to go all Jason Kelce on you guys.
What is that supposed to
mean? I don't know. That could mean a million things.
It was a false start.
Top of the hour. Nick Costos from You Better You Bet. Let's win some money.
Keep that shirt on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.